It's a MySpace world, it seems, and we just live in it. News Corp's internet darling is still looking for a business model. Also in the news, Toshiba comes through with a bigger drive. Think iPod on that one. For Wednesday, December 6th, 2006, this is PodTech News. I'm Jason Lopez. There's a rumor that MySpace may be up for sale, and it's prettying itself up for potential suitors by announcing some big deals. More now from PodTech's Matt Kelly.
MySpace may be going wireless. The social networking site may announce a deal with Singular in the coming days to allow its users to access the site through their mobile phones. While MySpace can be accessed through Helios, experts see this deal as a good move for its potential to boost advertising, movie, and music sales, as subscribers might want to stream the content to their phones. The announcement comes after News Corp CEO Rupert Murdoch said he wants to offer the site in China, and said he could now sell the site for $6 billion, or roughly 10 times the $580 million purchase price. Analysts put its value at closer to $2 million. Matt Kelly, PodTech News, Los Angeles.
And one other MySpace note. Tuesday, the company took steps to respond to widespread criticism that it's not doing enough to protect underage users. Catherine Girardeau explains.
Online teen hangout MySpace is trying to keep convicted sex offenders off its network and away from its teen users. The company said Tuesday it's partnered with Sentinel Tech Holding Corporation to build, within 30 days, a database of the names and physical descriptions of convicted sex offenders in the United States. An automated system will search for matches between the database and MySpace user profiles. Matching profiles will be removed from the site. Critics say the measure doesn't go far enough to protect teens. Lawmakers and law enforcement officials are calling for the social networking site to employ age and identity verification techniques to root out adults posing as teens. But Himanshu Nigam, MySpace's chief security officer, said the database is just one part of a larger strategy. In Menlo Park, I'm Catherine Girardeau, PodTech News.
Toshiba's new 100-gig hard drive could mean a 25% increase in storage space for devices like MP3 players and laptops. The company will start production of the drives in January. They'll be on display at the upcoming Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. PodTech will be there and we'll let you know more then. News about higher capacity hard drives didn't escape Apple-minded bloggers. Anticipation is already building over the prospect of a 100-gigabyte iPod. YouTube isn't everywhere, supposedly. Iran has reportedly blocked all access to the internet video site. Users in Iran are greeted by the same message that authorities use on political opposition and porn sites. Groups like Reporters Without Borders say that YouTube isn't the only non-political, non-porn site to be added to the blacklist. The online New York Times has been blocked sporadically since last week. There are also reports that the English site of Wikipedia was inaccessible for a few days recently, although MySpace sites were apparently left alone. Whether the reports are correct, Iran is widely considered to be among the worst offenders when it comes to online censorship. But it might not be an axis of evil thing. An October report from Reporters Without Borders included U.S. ally Saudi Arabia among a list of 13 of the most restricting nations. Comcast offers digital cable, high-speed internet, and digital phone service. Now the Pennsylvania-based company is invading the gaming market, Rio Pacino reports.
Beginning today, Comcast is launching its GameInvasion.net website nationally. The gaming news aggregator website was previously available only to Comcast high-speed internet customers. To coincide with the announcement, Comcast has signed deals with Major League Gaming, the world's first pro gaming league, and game developer Ubisoft. Content from both companies will be featured on the site. The news comes a few months after Verizon announced plans to provide games on demand. For PodTech News, I'm Rio Pacino.
Restaurants. We love them. They're just about everywhere, and they sometimes make life a little easier or more comfortable. That may be changing. Michael Klinger has the stat of the day.
Disturbing news from the restaurant world today. A survey of top restaurant executives in North America reveals that our restaurants are thinking about making us do their jobs for them. It's called self-service, and two-thirds of those surveyed say they have either tested it out or they're planning to. Citing advantages like accuracy, speed, and store reporting, and features like customer data capture, they seem to be acknowledging that the golden days of being treated like a visiting dignitary at places like Denny's are over. Sure, the idea of self-service for now may be focusing on web ordering and gift cards. And yes, technically, the survey also focused on franchise and corporate-owned organizations, with half of the respondents representing restaurant chains with more than $100 million in system-wide sales last year, many of them so-called fast food restaurants. But as we all know, when it comes to automating and technologizing, it's a slippery slope, and fast food restaurants' success won't long be overlooked by their upmarket counterparts. How long before Jean-Georges gives you a tray and sends you to the steam tables? Or French Laundry seats you cafeteria style and serves you a ticket so that you can go pick up your entree and three side dishes? So I suggest, for this holiday season, that you make reservations at your favorite nice restaurant, and when the waitstaff takes your order, cleans away your dishes, wipes the crumbs off your tablecloth, and asks you how your meal has been, make sure you tell them things are just fine the way they are. With the stat of the day, I'm Michael Klinger.
It's shaping up to be a big week for NASA and the next shuttle crew. The 12-day mission scheduled to begin Thursday night includes some serious space station home improvements. The crew will have to basically rewire the station, replacing a 6-year-old temporary power system with a more permanent power supply. That power will be needed once European and Japanese modules get added over the next few years, which will double the station from 3 to 6 humans. NASA may not be content with the floating space station for long. Plans are still on for a permanent station on the moon. That would be either at the North or South Pole, where there's more sunlight. A permanent outpost could be there as soon as 2024. Then we can all move there when the Earth gets too hot. Just kidding. I hope. That's it for PodTech News, produced by Matt Kelly, Rio Pacino, Michael Klinger, and Catherine Girardeau. I'm Jason Lopez.